Does this sound like your day? You woke up this morning feeling tired before you even got started, and hitting snooze 3 times certainly didn't help. Then you felt rushed to get out the door on time. You hopped in the shower, got ready for work, and rushed out the door with your coffee tumbler in hand. Oh crap, you forgot to pack a lunch. And today was the day you told yourself you would start bringing a lunch every single day. But you remember that you have a few snacks stashed in your desk drawer for emergencies, and boy, today certainly qualifies as one. You have back-to-back meetings, so there is no chance you can get out to grab even takeout. Oh man, sorry Lord, I didn't have time to spend with you this morning. I will be sure to make time before I go to bed tonight. Then you sigh, a really big, deep sigh. It's gonna be one of those days, and you are already just so tired. Are you finally ready to get to the root cause of your tiredness and daily fatigue? Because I've been there too, feeling all rushed, exhausted, and then guilty because I let my busyness take precedence of my time with the Lord, or I let my fatigue and my exhaustion take precedence with my time with the Lord, leaving me feeling tired, not just physically, but emotionally and even spiritually, so many times. You, my friend, are not alone. The mission of the Treasured Wellness Podcast is to help you to be your own best advocate for your health so that you can increase your energy naturally and feel better in your midlife body. Yes, even in this peri or menopausal stage, to learn how to tune into your body that was created brilliantly. Because as the heartbeat of your home, you need to care for yourself well so that you can continue to do the things you have to do along with, hey, how about those things that you want to do, right? No longer saying no to a family outing because you are simply too tired after work to move off the couch. Been there. As a matter of fact, I posted about this very thing in my private group last week. So if you are not yet a part of the Treasured Wellness community, join the Facebook group Holistic Health for Christian Women Over 40. And hey, if today is your first day listening in, welcome. I am Michelle, a holistic and functional health coach who looks at you as a whole person and helps you take back your midlife health so that this next phase of your life can truly be amazing and you will simply feel like yourself again, or maybe like yourself with even more energy. Yes. How can you do that? One baby step at a time. If you want to regain your energy naturally without another quick fix fad diet that leaves you hungry and cranky and is frankly impossible to stick with long term, if you are ready to get to the bottom of your specific midlife health issues, it's time to take that very first step. And as a board certified health and wellness coach, I will guide you through what your unique body needs. No one size fits all format. No, but what your body needs to feel not only good, but optimal and give you more of your life back. Do you want your life back? If you are finally fed up with being tired, good, I'm glad. Let's talk. Click the link in the description for a free midlife health clarity call. But if you have been listening for a while and you have decided that you are all in, go to the apply link for the Midlife Health Makeover Program that is beginning again in May. Gift yourself this very important time of transformation in your whole health. In this program, you will have direct access to a certified health coach, that's me, simple modules including video trainings, group support and accountability, a personalized nutrition and lifestyle plan unique to your body, my eyes on your lab work, and so much more. Here's the thing, guys, I am doing the work for you. We will identify some key indicators in your midlife health that may be getting missed by the medical professionals. And this is what you need for your body to be well. Personalized attention. This is the lifestyle change program to live the life that you were meant to live in good health, treasuring your temple. So now through May 13th, I am offering two additional private one-hour coaching calls to the first five women who are ready to take back their midlife health and stop missing out on important events because they just don't feel well. So to schedule your interview and see if we are a good fit for each other, go to treasuredwellness.com/services and click on Midlife Health Makeover to fill out your application, or you can simply click the link in the description below. All right, my friends, let's dive into episode 251. Have heard me talk before about three very specific types of fatigue we go through in a lifetime: physical, mental, and spiritual. And I lump emotional in with the mental category. So physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And sometimes, guys, like, we can be battling all three, right? And honestly, when that happens, it really does a number on our whole health. And we feel it. We feel it everywhere. So let's flip the script on this morning scenario that I shared and actually feel more energized simply by treasuring one specific thing. We are talking today about how a very specific spiritual discipline can help you with your physical fatigue. Now, don't hate on me for the tough love, but it really has got to be said. Are you still treating your quiet time with God the way you did in your 20s, 30s, or 40s? However old you are, like, with whatever situation you are in, are you still treating your time with God as a checklist, a have to, another thing on your to-do list? If you said yes, then let's change that up, my friend, because it is that important. You may have heard about spiritual disciplines from your pastor, but essentially, these disciplines are just that. Disciplined actions that you take that require consistent discipline to create a healthy habit so that you continue doing them and it just becomes part of your day, your life. And some spiritual disciplines can be prayer, Bible study, memorizing scripture, meditation on the word, fasting, journaling. And I talk about healthy habits in my coaching because what is the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, but yet expecting different results? Yeah, doesn't work, does it? So if you are wanting change in any area of your life, inaction isn't the way to get the change that you are looking for. So spiritually, as we are talking about our physical fatigue, spiritual and mental fatigue, spiritually, what is the purpose of a discipline? It's to grow you closer to the Lord and truly live your life with a biblical focus or that biblical worldview, right? James 4:8 says, actually, I want to back up. James 7:8 says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And then if you jump down to verse 10, it says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Growing closer to the Lord and truly living your life with this biblical focus, this biblical worldview, that is a discipline as we are followers of Christ that we need to take seriously. And then physically, what would be the purpose of a discipline physically? To live a healthy life that honors the Lord as you are treating your body like a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Now that was 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Okay, so now mentally, what would be the purpose of a discipline? To have a strong mind that doesn't bend when trouble comes and that stands on the word of God, yes. Because Satan is always trying to attack our mind, isn't he? Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." See, all three are really a matter of the heart. What is your heart posture like? What is my heart posture like? If your heart isn't truly postured toward living a life of following Jesus, being a follower of Jesus, really, truly wanting to live this life in tandem with him, this with God life, then you will more than likely fall off of any spiritual discipline that you attempt. And it's just a reality, right? And the same is true of your physical disciplines. You simply won't stick with it if your heart isn't truly in it, right? If your heart set isn't toward treating your body like a temple of the Holy Spirit that it is, well, then chances are changes that you make won't stick and you'll go back to your old ways, thinking that it just doesn't work for you, or thinking whatever you're thinking, right? Because there's a million things that we could be thinking. There's a million voices that are vying for our attention. But basically, when you are feeling fatigue in any of these areas, physically, mentally, or spiritually, it really impacts all of you. So how can a specific spiritual discipline help you with your physical or mental fatigue? In three ways: by re-implementing self-care, renewing your mind, and reducing stress. See, creating a spiritual discipline of a daily morning quiet time will help your physical and mental fatigue in these three ways. Okay, so let's talk about that. We know it's going to be a discipline to wake up early enough to spend time with the Lord, right? It will also be a discipline to go to bed earlier so that you can wake up early enough, right? And before you tell me that you are just too tired to get up any earlier than you already do, this is why I begin with the evening before when change needs to happen. We have morning and evening fuel ups. We have these AM and PM fuel ups that are routines to do each evening and each morning that helps us to refill and refuel. And we walk through this in the Midlife Health Makeover. So essentially, your discipline is starting at night so that you can get up in the morning to spend time with the Lord. So for example, tonight, get to bed 30 minutes earlier than you normally would, and don't waste time scrolling on social media, because really this is another form of discipline, right? Like not taking your phone to bed with you. And it's really a huge form of self-care. Set your alarm for 5 minutes earlier than you need to get up, and get up when it goes off, right? No matter what your night was like, no matter what, push off and sit up. Push off and get up. Get your lemon water, Bible, and journal, and sit with the Lord. And allow the Word of God to renew your mind, allowing the transformation to start to happen. This is renewing your mind, right? This is helping you with your mental fatigue. If you only spend 10 minutes tomorrow morning with him, do the same thing the next day, and again and again and again. And I promise you, over time, you will look forward to your time with him, and it won't feel like another thing on your to-do list. You will actually wake up ready and excited to spend this time with him. And it doesn't have to be an hour to 2 hours, right? It literally can just be that 10 minutes, that 15 minutes, that 30 minute max. But it's the act of you're looking forward to this time because you have gotten to the point where it is sacred time for you, between you and the Lord. And honestly, not only that, but your stress will come down. You will no longer feel like you are in this all by yourself. You will really be more apt as time goes on to really do what Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. They go together. and all other things will be provided for you. So as time goes on, you really will be amazed at how you have less physical and mental fatigue from this one spiritual discipline. Yes. Okay, so let's stop and let's reassess how this morning could have gone for you. You wake up either right before the alarm or right at the alarm and you turn it off immediately. You stretch and you whisper a good morning to the Lord and you head to the bathroom to get ready for your day. You're already looking forward to a few minutes with your Bible and to see what God has for you today. Because after all, you have back-to-back meetings and you will barely be able to catch your breath, let alone a walk outside at lunchtime. So you want this time of peace and quiet. You want to feel centered before your busy day begins. So you grab a big glass of lemon water while the coffee is brewing and you settle in knowing you already have your lunch packed and in the fridge. The time passes quickly and before you know it, it's time to head to the kitchen for a quick breakfast. But you aren't rushed because you planned it all out last night. And as you are driving down the road, you are singing along to your favorite worship music, continuing your conversation with the Lord about your day. This, my friend, is a spiritual discipline that reaps so many rewards. Taking time to fuel up with the Lord is never and will never be wasted time. And you will always get the benefit. So by doing this one spiritual discipline each morning, you are re-implementing self-care, you are renewing your mind, and you are reducing your stress. And it will help you with your physical and mental fatigue. It's a great start to help your whole midlife wellness and a very, very healthy habit to embrace. Now, spiritual disciplines like this are part of our Fuel Up AM and PM routines that we map out in the Midlife Health Makeover program so that you are armed with what you need to live a healthy life in this midlife season and beyond. I hope this was helpful for you. I hope that this was encouraging, and let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much that you want the very best for your daughters, that you love us so much that you are not content to leave us stuck where we are, that you want more for us and you call us to a higher standard. Father, help each daughter listening right now that she would desire to seek you first. Help her to understand that you really do care about all the details of her life and her health, and that you delight in spending time with her. Father, I pray that you would bless her day. I pray that you would bless her evening. I pray that she would be able to take one step today, one step towards this spiritual discipline of spending time with you in the morning, and then build on that each day, this entire week, and the next week, and the next week, until it becomes that beautiful spiritual discipline, that beautiful healthy habit that reaps benefits in body, soul, and spirit. Lord, we love you and we thank you that your word is life to us, that you love us unconditionally, Father. May we never get over that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, friend. I hope it challenged you, encouraged you, and stretched you in some way. If it did, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who has been praying for a breakthrough in her whole health? Also, it would bless me so much if you would pop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a quick review to let me know how much you are liking the content and to help other women just like you find the show. Treasured Wellness can also be found on Christian Mix 106 and Radio Free America online streaming radio stations. So check out those two amazing platforms. One more thing, come on over to our Facebook community, Holistic Health for Christian Women Over 40. I would love to see you there. Until next time, remember, you are a beautiful treasure.